song playing on the radio. Yeah, the DJ said it was a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has he ever been like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain, like the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the sky, that sky remains. Night if I'd known what to say. Instead of making love, we both made a separate ways. And now I here found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
The sound of drums, people couldn't believe what Hey, so in a couple minutes, we're going to talk about the Baraboo Concert on the Square scheduled for tomorrow night. Give you details on that in moments. 50-Minute Music Hour continues with Wham on Max FM.
Is the best time to listen to Max FM?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Of course, I get paid to say that.
I listen to it all the time.
Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. I know.
happened drove it deep in my heart. You walked out that door, I swore that I didn't care. But I lost everything, darling, then and there. Too strong to tell you I was sorry. Too proud to tell you I was wrong. I know.
'90s and more.
99.7
Max FM.
Calls a mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. I don't speak loud in the words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can play. Let me light your candle, calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Candle calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Hard, hard to handle now. Oh yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, let me light your candle, calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Yeah, so all the hand and now. Oh yeah, baby, a good love man, baby.
Okay, so a few weeks ago, I had a chance to kind of rub elbows with the Black Crowes, just stood feet away from them backstage at the Summer Jam in Eau Claire. That's as close as I've ever been to the Black Crowes, honestly. Didn't hang out or talk, you know, but I can say I rubbed elbows with them. Baraboo Concert on the Square happening tomorrow, 7 p.m. on the Courthouse Lawn. It's Charanga Agosa, 7 to 9 p.m., an ensemble based in Madison. They were formed in 2009. They play charanga music, which is a dance-oriented musical genre originating in Cuba at the turn of the 20th century. It promises to be very entertaining. Go check it out again tomorrow, 7 to 9 on the Courthouse Square.
When you call my name. Continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Non-stop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
Passing by, listening to the wind of change.
Children of tomorrow.
I'm pretty sure it was about when I was in eighth grade that this song came out. 1991, Scorpions, Wind of Change, 80s, 90s, and more on 99.7 Max FM. Thanks for making us part of your day, whether you're at work, maybe in the car, heading home from work already. Lucky duck, maybe that is the case. Whatever you got going on, thanks for making us part of your day. We appreciate you. Give you information now on our Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Listen close.
Today's Big Deal of the Day, Main Street Books. This downtown Reedsburg gem celebrates 17 years of providing the best in used books to the community. Their bargain cart is always available to help you support local causes. Keeping the Reed in Reedsburg one book at a time, visit Main Street Books. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com right now and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Y with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled. And our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Secret Clinical Dominating Extra Stinky Stress Sweat. And this is regular deodorant. Secret Clinical in a heat wave.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
This is regular deodorant.
Ugh, I can't.
Secret Clinical with workout sweat.
Let's run another marathon.
And regular deodorant.
How much more?
Secret is the goat. Because nothing fights sweat better.
Stay fresher under pressure.
99.7 Max FM.
When I was a young boy,
Finally, a station as cool as the Baraboo
River Valley area?
Well, whatever you call it. Thanks for listening.
You guys crack me up.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more in 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Graham from the Max FM Weather Center. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for northwestern Marquette County until 3:30 p.m. At 2:39, a severe thunderstorm was located 15 miles southeast of Friendship or over Westfield, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. 6 miles per hour wind gusts are expected with this storm, and we are... watching in a cell in the Westfield area, just north of Brooks, and kind of keeping tabs on that. So if you're in the Westfield area, you should be seeking shelter with this because a tornado is possible with this storm. If you're in the Westfield, Lawrence, and Springfield Corners area, seek shelter because this storm does have the possibility of having tornadic activity in it, and we are continuing to monitor that storm. So again, severe thunderstorm warning for portions of northwest Marquette County until 3:30 p.m. At 2:39, severe thunderstorm was located over Westfield, moving 15 miles southeast of Friendship, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour, possibility of 6 mph wind gust, and we are watching a little bit of a cell in the Brooks Westfield area. So if you're in that area, I would seek shelter just to be on the safe side. Possible tornadoes can develop quickly with these thunderstorms, and with that being said, you should seek shelter away from windows in an interior room of the building until this storm passes. So we'll continue to keep tabs on the system. A tornado watch continues for the Max FM listening area. That is going until 6 p.m. So again, severe thunderstorm warning, Marquette County, and that is for the portions in the Westfield area. You should seek shelter inside. So severe thunderstorm warning continues for northwestern Marquette County until 3:30 p.m. If you're in Westfield, Lawrence, and Springfield Corners, you should be seeking shelter until that storm passes through the area. If anything else comes up with that storm, we will break into regular programming, and we're going to get you back to normal programming. Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center.
Maximum hits.
Tells her nothing's wrong, but I'm the only one.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. We're continuing to monitor weather that's within the Max FM listening area. Currently, there is a thunderstorm that is moving through the Baraboo area. That storm is not severe, but we do continue to monitor this area for storms that could possibly pop up. We do have a tornado watch that continues until 6 p.m. for the Max FM listening area. So, yes, we are monitoring that. Nothing is severe level within the Baraboo or Saucony area. What we are watching is a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Marquette County. That goes until 3:30 p.m. for a storm that is located over Westfield, and that is 15 miles southwest of Friendship, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Wind gusts up to 6 miles per hour are possible. We were monitoring some activity in that storm that was near the Westfield area, and we continue to monitor that storm system. Possible tornadoes can break out with this storm, so we will continue to monitor that. Also, for those that are in the Washera County, a severe thunderstorm warning for south central Washera County. That is until 3:45 p.m. for the possibility of severe weather. We have the weather radio going off, so we will stick with you to find out what that latest warning is coming in. So, again, we are going to have another warning here in the Max FM listening area. Stand by while I listen to that. All right, we do have a tornado warning. I'm going to see if I can get Corey Hartman back on the air. I'm just listening and bear with me. All right, so we do have a tornado warning for Max FM listening area. I'm working on getting Corey connected back in for that, and so I'm going to jump into that right now. So we do have a tornado warning. This is for Central Columbia County and East Central Sauk County. This storm is radar indicated, and this is located near Lake Wisconsin, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Portage, Lake Wisconsin, and portions of the I-94 area. So again, we are monitoring this latest tornado warning that is for portions of Central Columbia County and East Central Sauk County until 3:30 p.m. At 2:48, a storm possible producing a tornado near Lake Wisconsin, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. And so we are monitoring that activity of that storm. This would impact the Merrimack area, Lake Wisconsin area. If you're in these areas, you should be seeking shelter immediately. And so, again, I am letting our meteorologist kind of just giving them a quick update and working on seeing if we can get one of them connected again. So, again, we have multiple things happening within the Max FM listening area. The one that we're primarily concerned with is a tornado warning that has been issued for Central Columbia County and East Central Sauk County until 3:30 p.m. And again, we are monitoring a storm that is impacting the Lake Wisconsin Merrimack area, and that is the primary concern. So if you're in the Lake Wisconsin Merrimack area, please seek shelter immediately. So, and we are working on getting, hey, how you doing there, Corey? Welcome back.
Good. Yeah. So this line of storms continues to surprise us from time to time.
Yeah.
Some pretty good rotation right now, right between Merrimack and Baraboo. It's not going to include Baraboo, but just to the east. It includes pretty much right along the highway here, which is not popping up. 78 again, popular highway for tornadoes today. So as it runs from Merrimack up toward the split, that is kind of where it's at. I'm trying to think what all is out in that area. Durward's Glen, where they have the there's a park up on the bluff up there.
Yeah,
can't think of the name of it.
Me neither, but that Merrimack area with that park.
Yeah.
Lake Wisconsin again, too. Both those areas. So seek shelter if you're in the Merrimack, Lake Wisconsin area at this point in time.
So this is Parfrey's Glen, Durward's Glen. Let's see here. It's going to pop up. Owen Park. That's what I was reaching for.
That's the one. Thank you.
Yep. Owen Park. So that's kind of where this is at and where it's going right now. Basically right on the border of Sauk and Columbia County.
And so if you are in the Baraboo area, yes, you do hear the sirens going off. I hear them going off in the studio where I'm located.
Yep. But as we've mentioned...
not for Baraboo, and they do it for the whole county when this happens.
Right. So that your best bet when you hear a siren is to tune into Max FM, and we'll give you the information. Now, I also don't want to forget about our friends a little bit further up to the north near Westfield, also up toward Wautoma. There are two areas of rotation that you and I have been watching, Dave, for a little while here that have about the same strength of rotation as this one down here that's got the tornado warning. So, you know, in all of these little spin-up areas, we want to take shelter. So that would be Westfield, that would be up toward Wautoma, and then again here basically Portage and people that live north of Merrimack.
And so, again, if you can hear us talking about this in the Merrimack area, Lake Wisconsin area, Owen Park, Durwood's Glen, you should be seeking shelter immediately. Again, this is radar indicated, heading towards Lake Wisconsin as well. And so they do have Portage included in this tornado warning at this point in time. And we are watching that storm system up by Westfield. If you're in that Westfield area, I would be seeking shelter, Corey, just based on what we're seeing. Also just into the Washura County area. All those areas have pretty strong rotation. I'm a little surprised that's just severe thunderstorm warning for that one in the Wautoma area, Washura County, in the Westfield area at this point in time, based on what I'm looking at on the radar right now.
Yeah. I mean, if I was in Westfield, I'd be in shelter. Wautoma probably in that general vicinity. I'm over here near Watertown, Wisconsin, and we've got a rotating wall cloud here as well. So this remains a storm system that is encompassing some decent amount of real estate here today. And anywhere along one of these spinning clouds, we could drop down a tornado, and people need to keep that in mind here as we go through the afternoon. Tornado watch, meaning conditions are favorable for tornadoes, continues. Dave, what was the expiration on that? I didn't even look.
3:30 p.m. is the expiration on that the last time I checked. So,
on the warning. I'm talking about the watch for the whole area.
Oh, the
area.
Watch, I'm sorry, is till 6 p.m. for the Max FM
o'clock.
Listening area.
6 o'clock. So at least until 6, we're going to have the potential for tornado-producing storms in and around the area here. So we're gonna keep an eye on it really closely. Again, this is for areas north of Merrimack. Of course, you got the highway running up past Devil's Lake up toward Baraboo. It's going to be east of Devil's Lake, east of Baraboo, but that's exactly where we're talking about. Parfrees Glen, Durwood's Glen, Owen Park, up on the knob, and that is where the rotation is going. It's basically right over the Sauk Columbia County line.
And so again, this is Dave Grant, Corey Hartman, 2:56 p.m. Tornado warning for portions of Sauk County, so East Central Sauk County, Central Columbia County, until 3:30 p.m. for these radar-indicated possibility of a tornado. Again, moving towards the Lake Wisconsin, Merrimack area, in the I-90-94 interchange as well, and then that is also heading towards the Portage area. So if you're in the Merrimack area, Durwood's Glen, Owen Park area, you should be in shelter immediately for that tornado warning. We'll keep tabs on this until the warning either clears or expires. And again, we're also keeping tabs on that system just to our north of us. Again, that is impacting portions of Juneau County and Washura County, looking at the Westfield area. If you're in that area, I would be seeking shelter. And this cell heading into the Washura County area, Corey, is definitely interesting as well. So lots to see right now here.
Yeah, you're going to have to keep your eye on that one while I watch the one I'm on and the one that's east of Baraboo here. There's just enough spin in the atmosphere today, just enough humidity. We've talked about that a little bit earlier. 80 degrees right now where I'm at, again, near Watertown, with dew point points, approaching 70, 72 degrees. So yeah, we've got the juice in the air, and we've got just enough spin that we've actually been able to produce a tornado earlier near Sauk City. Have we heard any more damage reports from that area, Dave?
We have not. I've been actively monitoring that. There's a lot of things on social media with things back and forth with that. And right now, that is the Birchwood Drive area in the Sauk Prairie du Sac area was the area with some damage. And so that is the only reports of damage right now that I've heard of in the Sauk City area. Again, Birchwood Drive. Definitely some trees down. I did see some photos out there of that. So these storms are not something to be messing with. This storm did have a tornado that did go through that area. And so we've had, and I'm going to clarify this right now, we've had people asking about Green Acres. Green Acres is fine. And so there's been a lot of discussion about that. So
we were just using that as a landmark.
Right.
So people understood exactly where the tornado was. Just because we were mentioning Green Acres didn't mean it mowed down Green Acres.
Right.
We were strictly giving that as a landmark, trying to localize it as much as possible.
And so, and then also based on some things that people are hearing on the scanner with law enforcement, fire and EMS, and so forth, then there was a lot of assumptions made. So again,
sure,
the Birchwood Drive area is the only damage that I have any confirmed reports on. We do have an unofficial scanner report that on the Grove Street area that there is a fire and EMS page for a branch down or lines are down. So we are starting to see some more reports that came in about 3 minutes ago. So again, it's 2:59 going on 3 o'clock. Dave Grant and Corey Hartman again for that tornado warning for East Central Sauk County and Central Columbia County. That goes until 3:30 p.m. We are watching an area in the Merrimack area right now. It's moving towards the Lake Wisconsin area, possibly towards Portage. So if I were in the Portage area, I would keep my ears open. And it, again, that is where that warning
about,
is.
About 6 miles southwest of Portage right now.
And so, yeah, I would seek shelter at this point, Corey, if I were in that area. What are your thoughts?
Well, we have an active tornado warning that include Portage. So,
yes,
people in Portage, if you're not in the shelter, you should be very near the shelter.
Yeah, at this point, just based on what we see on radar, it's not that far away from getting into the Portage area. I would expect probably about in the next 10 minutes, it will be in the Portage area and a little bit later, possibly even into the Fort Winnebago area and then Partyville as well. Granted, Partyville is not in the warning yet, but keep your ears open. And the best way to listen to us, again, is 99.7 Max FM in the Baraboo area, 103.7 FM, the Reedsburg area, streaming on via the free Civic Media app is the almost best alternative because you can take that mobile device for you.
Hey,
look,
Dave,
for Maximus.
I don't mean to interrupt you there for a second, but we've got a second area of rotation that's forming now just north of Lodi. So this is just north of Lodi. If you slide your radar down just a little bit from the current tornado warning, there's a second area of rotation. This is your early heads up. You were just talking